From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Village Board held its first regular meeting of the new year this week, as well as the first meeting after the January 8th raid by the State Comptroller's Office, the State Department of Taxation and Finance, and the State Police of Villages offices. Authorities seized village computers and files as part of an ongoing investigation, initiated after it was discovered the village did not pay federal or state payroll taxes for a number of years. Approximately 35 residents attended the board meeting this week, asking questions about village accounting, among other topics. Mayor Tom Curran told the audience, and I quote, "We can talk about that to some degree, but it's in the hands of the state now," end quote. Village Attorney Ken Dow reviewed a general timeline of events and said that while the village worked with the Comptroller's Office and the State Taxation Department on the problem, the decision to seize village computers and files was not shared with village officials ahead of time. That day, investigators also went to the home of former village treasurer Barbara Henry. Henry has confirmed that police took her cell phone and computer. The payroll taxes owed to both the IRS and the state have now been paid, but penalties are still owed. Residents at the meeting questioned the accounting firm used by the village, whether or not insurance would cover the penalties from the state and federal government, and how much recent events would cost the village in legal fees and overtime. Near the conclusion of the meeting, resident Melanie Hoops said she had not heard an apology from board members. She said, "No one has expressed, and I quote, any kind of remorse or accountability," end quote. Curran said, and I quote, "Ultimately, we are responsible," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Greenville Pioneer has published the details of the meeting to be held in an effort to gain public input on the town of Durham's proposed comprehensive plan. The town's comprehensive planning committee will hold a series of focus group sessions beginning at 9 a.m. on Saturday, January 26th at Durham Town Hall, 7309 Route 81 in East Durham. Attendees can participate in one or more topic sessions and share ideas on ways to improve the town of Durham. The list of topics include young and young adult, business, agriculture and tourism, community character and services, senior citizens, and part-time and new full-time residents. The outcome of these conversations will help the committee develop a townwide survey to update the plan and to gain a better understanding of how residents, landowners, and businesses feel about the town and its future. Anyone looking for information about the January 26th meeting is urged to contact Committee Chairman Charles Brooks at brookscharlesm@gmail.com. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian Air has announced it will close its mini-hub, including its cabin crew and pilot base at New York Stewart International Airport later this year. The decision was made by the European carrier based on its ongoing focus on cost-cutting and a return to profitability. Despite the decision to close the mini-hub at the Newburgh Area Airport, an airline spokesman said, and I quote, "We will not stop flying at Stewart. We will just staff those planes from Europe instead," end quote. Crew currently based at Stewart will be offered other positions. All routes at Stewart will remain intact, but the airline might make future adjustments based on demand. Norwegian will also be cutting its mini base at Providence, Rhode Island. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Those incarcerated at Albany County Jail who suffer from opioid addiction will now be provided access to medication-assisted treatment. The decision makes Albany County the first jail facility statewide outside of New York City to provide access to buprenorphine, methadone, and naltrexone that, in combination, ease the physical symptoms of withdrawal and reduce the chance of overdose. Officials hope it will guide more people toward long-term recovery and reduce their chances of returning to jail for crimes such as possession or theft. Sheriff Craig Apple Sr. said, and I quote, "Some people just can't detox on their own. Some people need medication to help. And I was fearful of it. I always have been because I've seen stuff smuggled into the jail and I'm petrified of contraband. But the humanity side of it won me over," end quote. Apple was helped along in his position by Keith Brown, a local harm reduction leader who works for the Cattell Center for Health, Equity, and Justice. Brown said he's not sure that many other sheriffs would have been willing to take this step and credited Apple for siding with evidence over the stigma. Just 6 of the state's 54 correctional facilities offer some form of medication treatment, and Rikers Island is the only facility to offer all three. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.